Hey, math fan, Jason Marshall, Math Dude, here with your weekly dose of quick and dirty tips to make math easier. Today, we're turning our attention to using everything we've learned so far to help you solve math problems faster than you ever thought was possible. In this episode, you'll learn two tips to help you add quickly, all in your head. Here is perhaps the single most useful quick and dirty tip to help you calculate quickly. When adding a list of numbers, look for pairs of numbers that add to 10. Here's what I mean. 1 plus 9, 2 plus 8, 3 plus 7, 4 plus 6, and 5 plus 5. All those pairs add to 10. So, when you're adding groups of numbers, look for these special pairs. If you've got one or more pairs, it's easy to add them up. As easy as 10 plus 10 equals 20. Here's an example. Let's say you need to add the numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. You could run through the numbers in order, adding them up one by one. Something like 1 plus 3 equals 4, then 4 plus 5 equals 9, then 9 plus 7 equals 16, and finally 16 plus 9 equals 25. But that's a lot to keep track of. Instead, if you start by pairing up numbers that add to 10, in this case 3 and 7 and 9 and 1, that leaves you with an easy problem. You just have to add the two 10s to the remaining number 5 that didn't pair with anything. So, 10 plus 10 plus 5 equals 25. The second tip is really an addendum to the first. Say you need to add a series of numbers like 47, 14, 21, and 32. Let's look for pairs of numbers in the ones place that add up to 10. That's the 7 from 47, the 4 from 14, the 1 from 21, and the 2 from 32. No two numbers here add up to 10. Are we out of luck? No. Look at the numbers again, 7, 4, 1, and 2. Three of those numbers do add up to 10. 7 plus 1 plus 2 equals 10. That brings us to the second quick and dirty tip. Don't restrict yourself to grouping pairs of numbers. Sometimes looking at groups of three or even more can help. Let's look at how to solve the example problem from before in a little more detail. 47 plus 14 plus 21 plus 32. First, notice that each term in the problem can be written as 47 equals 40 plus 7, 14 equals 10 plus 4, 21 equals 20 plus 1, and 32 equals 30 plus 2. Then let's use this to rewrite the original problem 47 plus 14 plus 21 plus 32 as first term 40 plus 7 plus the second term 10 plus 4 plus the third term 20 plus 1, plus the fourth term, 30 plus 2. Now, as we discussed during the episode on the commutative property of addition, you can add these numbers in any order you like. So, let's gather the numbers that add up to 10 and rearrange the terms as, first term, 7 plus 1 plus 2, plus the second term, 10 plus 40 plus 20 plus 30, plus the third term, 4. The three numbers in the first term add up to 10. And the four numbers in the second term add to 100. So the problem becomes 10 plus 100 plus 4 equals 114. Believe it or not, eventually, after a bit of practice, you'll be able to do this all in your head. You can find several practice problems to help you sharpen your skills by reading through the article for MathDude Episode 7 at mathdude.quickanddirtytips.com. The problems are at the end of the article. And you can find the answers to all those practice problems on the Math Dudes Facebook page. Next week, we'll combine these two tips with a couple of other tricks and continue your transformation into a calculating machine. Then, get ready, because the week after that, we're going to begin our foray into the world of fractions, decimals, and percentages. And, throughout the month of March, we're going to be giving away one copy of the fantastic book, The Number Devil, each week to a lucky Math Dude fan on Facebook. So please join the community there and become a fan of the Math Dude. It's a great place to ask questions and chat with other math enthusiasts. Check it out and see how you can win a free book. Finally, we want to know more about who's listening to the Math Dude. So, if you have a few minutes, please visit quickanddirtytips.com and take our listener survey. You can find it by clicking on the blue listener survey button at the bottom of the right column on every page of the website. Thanks for taking the time to help us out. Until next time, this is Jason Marshall with the Math Dude's quick and dirty tips to make math easier. Thanks for listening, math fans.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。